Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
You guys know how I open a segment. That's enough.
Yeah.
We'll get back there.
That was even sadder than the sad open. You guys get it.
You guys get it. Still. He'll be back.
Yes.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dog's going crazy over at the Horde household right now.
Yeah.
Thunder?
How do you...
It was thundering a second ago.
How do your dogs do for overnight storms? Like, does Sunny Bunny go crazy? Does any of the dogs...
You know, she used to not be bothered by that stuff, but she has been very bothered by thunder over the last year. I don't know what changed for her.
She's getting old.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's it. What?
She's getting old.
Getting a little shaky. Getting a little shaky. I don't know. But she, we throw the blanket over her and she's good. But it was starting to pound rain over here and she
I got a dog that barks at the TV when other dogs bark at the TV. So, I mean, you barking in the other room and Dre will run to the front of the TV and just start barking at the dog.
Headlines. Here's what we got. Oh, this just came out for the Panthers. This is kind of cool for all the Cats fans out there. I'm still buzzing from Media Day. That was fun.
That was fun.
It was great to see Bob. It was great to see the building.
You know who I talked to all day?
You talked to Rhino.
Talked to the play by play.
Blagans.
Doug.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the Panthers just announced they are having a ring ceremony night. If you guys want to attend ring night, it looks like it's the night before opening day.
So they're doing it a standalone.
Yeah, nice. They're doing a standalone, and you can buy tickets. So they just announced this. The Panthers announced today the club will hold their 2024 champion ring ceremony on Monday, October 7th. Fans may purchase tickets to view the ceremony at 6:30 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena. Tickets are $20. and proceeds benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. Tickets go on sale today at 2 p.m. Fans in attendance will hear from speakers, enjoy video presentations, and witness history of the 23-24 Florida Panthers presented with their championship rings. So if you guys are Cats fans and you want to go, I'll retweet the link so you guys can check that on out. But ring night will be on October 7th, $20 tickets if you guys want to go. There you go.
That's
I couldn't get any. Nobody would tell me what those damn rings look like. I was furious.
We know that they know.
I want to see them.
They don't know.
No, they know, dude.
They know.
The ring's got to be ready in 10
days. I love the way I give you facts and you just say no. That's not factual.
How are the rings?
The only people that maybe know what the rings look like is the owner and the GM and those people. Maybe the front office. None of the players. Nobody knows what the rings look like.
There's not an intern perusing that Panthers arena who got a looky loo.
No. That's more. See, I'm telling you, nobody knows except the people that either designed the ring or paid for the rings. That's it.
Mr. Viola, I got bad news.
They don't allow any of that out, and nobody cares. You care more than the players. They care about is I'm getting a ring.
Oh, Mr. Viola, God. It's leaked on Panthers Reddit.
Todd, what happened?
Now, I will say this. They probably don't even have the rings yet. So when they do actually get the ring, so if the ring ceremony is on the 7th?
Yep.
If the ring ceremony is on the 7th, they'll probably get the rings earlier that week. You might get a little leak, but it'll come from the Panthers. That's the way you don't get it. It takes a long time to get these rings. It takes a 2-3 months with the design and then actually making the rings.
Panthers vault. Is there a Panthers vault like Scrooge McDuck?
No.
There is one.
You're telling me I'm telling you how it is.
Amarant Vault. Yeah.
How about this?
It is a bank.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
When I got rings from for Big Ten Championship.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got our rings usually 2 or 3 days. We got them at the end of spring ball, right? Well, one time, 2 days before we were supposed to get our rings, Michigan got the rings and they had the wrong M on them.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Ooh. Right. So they had to send them back. So we didn't get them till that summer. They're not getting updates.
I wonder if these rings are like as gaudy as other sports.
Yes. First one, you know who makes them gaudy? It's not the players. It's the owner.
Oh, it's the owner's doing.
It's the owner.
Mm. The rich love the rich love jewelry. Viola's probably got it all going. I'm looking at the Vegas Golden Knights ring from the year before. Gaudy.
I gotta look it up.
I'll put this.
Keep in mind. Here's the other thing.
Whoa.
I don't even think that money comes out of the owner's pocket. I think they paid for the rings out of the share they get from winning the Stanley Cup.
They should, yeah. The Panthers shouldn't. The players shouldn't have to pay for that.
Yeah, but listen, some of these rings are.
I'm looking at that Vegas ring. It gets me excited for the Panthers.
Yeah, it gets me excited for the Panthers. Because you imagine like a Panther with jewels.
Look at that, and then you lift the top up because for the Vegas you can lift the top up. You see the ice, you know.
That's become a big thing now. The lifting the ring. Right. I don't know if I like booby traps on my ring.
Consider this: you lift the ring, it's the Everglades.
That's like a gator? What if a gator pops
like
out?
Emerald. Yeah,
how would you put a gator inside? Oh my goodness.
No, it's an Everglades, you know.
Panthers
on the top with the gold, and then you open it up and then you get emerald and jade. Right? Is jade green? Emerald and jade.
Wait, the only colors. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Here, listen, YouTube.
No, it's got to be the grass.
The only colors that will be on that ring are red and blue. Okay.
Well, gold is kind of a painted
color. I mean, gold is part of the ring, but I'm just saying it's only going to be colors. The fact that he's talking about green.
Yeah, for the grass.
There ain't nothing on that ring's going to be green.
All the
Frogmo just wants everything to be green.
No, okay. Hold on. It ain't easy being green.
Right. Not easy.
Just a touch of grass. Like, that'd be cool, right? The Everglades? Danger.
All right, this is last year's ring. Yeah. This is what they did. Ooh. They got, it looks good. Look Stanley Cup champion. You got the Vegas logo there. It does open up and you see the ring. It says it's nighttime. So it's probably going to say redemption on the inside, right? That was their slogan last year.
Maybe we change it up and we put Boston sucks. All right, fine. Really? Redemption then. Redemption.
You do realize
I'm just spitballing.
You're celebrating your championship and you don't give a damn about any other team?
Oh, we give a damn.
Petty championship.
Petty champs.
You know how Tomlin has the petty game ball?
Oh, yeah.
Got the petty ring.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a revenge season right there.
What if,
and you do understand that most of your players are not from this country and don't think like that, right?
Yeah, but basically we are little Finland.
That's right. And what do they say in Finland? Finish him.
Yep. He's done with us.
It's early.
Only took an hour today. What?
Just excited for the cat's rings, baby.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like you guys designed it like just. Oh my goodness.
Could they put it in?
You want to see the ring a month in advance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not possible.
What?
They're probably, got, I would some, say this.
They got at least.
I would
one,
say though. This. The rings probably aren't done yet.
What?
Now they probably sent pictures of it. But the actual ring is all the rings, all the different versions of the ring that they're giving out, because they give to, you know, they have different size rings and they give the smaller ones to, like, depending on where you are in the organization. Some people get necklaces, right? I think the spouses to the front office people get necklaces. So, yeah. No, they ain't got that stuff yet.
Maybe on Kachuk's ring they
No, I'm not doing it. I could already tell by the bleep-eating grin on your face. Mm.
But what if it was a jewel-encrusted Kachuk punching Pastrnak right in the face?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. What if inside the ring it just like was a hologram of like their best highlight of the playoffs?
Like Star Wars. You know? Dang, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Dates Alf brings up a good point. There's got to be a rat somewhere on the ring. Black diamond rat.
Definitely.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
that's good.
And you're going to put all that on a ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at this Vegas ring. It's got a lot going on.
Maybe we should switch to a watch. Anyone ever think that? Huh? Rings.
I think they used to give watches. I think like there was used to be a World Series watch.
Ooh, a World Series watch.
Yep.
Game ops. Pretty good.
That's why it was so stupid. That's why they started throwing World Series, because they're like, you cheapskates.
What? No, if it's a watch, it costs more than the ring.
No, not the watches they have at Cooperstown, dude. These are cheap ass watches.
Oh, okay.
These are from Timu.
These are like Peaky Blinders watches.
Timu.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Marcos like man. Loves the Nickelback.
I do love Nickelback. Yeah, this is how you remind me. Classic.
Oh, man. Well, we do have a heat season coming up. I am very excited about that. Also want to let you guys know, if you guys are planning on going to Whiskey Stars and Cigars tonight, it is postponed due to the impending bad weather that's going to hit us. My wife is just telling me... thinking, Marcos, there could be flooding cancellations tomorrow in certain parts of Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And she's saying she was hearing that too. So that could be the case. So,
all right.
I'm looking out my windowplex right now and it is pouring.
Is it? Okay. Over here, it's ominous, but not uncharacteristically ominous, I'd say.
It's odd for me. We're doing we're doing some fixings here in the garage studio.
Yeah, I think a few people have commented and noticed your background's a bit different. You're in a bit different area, it seems.
Yeah, it's very bland right now. I just put up doors in here. Finally put doors.
Nice.
So people can't bother me, which is nice.
More animals.
And then we had to replace the windows because the windows were old as hell. My house is old as hell. So got some hurricane quality windows that we put in. And then the next step is the paint and the carpet. And then we could actually put the studio stuff in here.
Yeah,
but it's very bland. I wouldn't even like. I'm embarrassed to even like show what it looks like as far as it. And my wife would actually kill him. Like my wife doesn't get mad about much. She'd like actually kill me. Like, why would you show the house and that room looking like a dump right now?
Yeah.
Other than the really nice windows, the windows are
nice. That seems to be the wave. The hurricane proof windows. No one wants to deal with shutters anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know. It is the wave that everybody is going, but. As I was saying, Whiskey Star and Cigars, that has been postponed until October 9th. So if you guys are planning on going tonight, don't. We won't be there. Did anybody tell Duncan Robinson?
Oh, I got to go. I'll call him.
Duncan, it's postponed. Dunks.
Yeah. Friend of the show. He's probably listening.
Dunks, it's postponed. Yeah. Don't. Go get a cigar if you want to, but if you're expecting to be on a panel tonight, don't. It's postponed. If you RSVP'd already, you're good to go. You'll be good to go. We will do this in a couple weeks. We just want everybody to be safe. It's going to be, even though we're not getting the brunt of this hurricane, you guys know how it is. It is a big one and we're going to get some effects of it. So everybody drive safe. We'll see how we can ride all this stuff out right now. One hurricane though, that is a brewing.
Yeah.
Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Dude.
We've seen that
Friday night at the Rock.
Woo!
Canes. Hokies,
yep.
We're opening up ACC play. And Marcos, to me,
yeah,
this is the test right here. You know,
this right here.
This is the test. Yeah. And it's not, you may say, Toll, what do you mean? The Hokies?
Yeah.
I understand.
The Hokies at home? You know?
The test. Here's what's been a cruel bastard to the Miami Hurricanes.
All right.
Their entire existence over these last 15 or so years, more so, right?
Yeah.
This damn conference. There's always been potholes. There's always been rat traps.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been something that has gotten the Miami Hurricanes, whether it be Georgia Tech, whether it be North Carolina, whether it be Virginia Tech. Even though Virginia Tech was one of the old standouts, they came over from the ACC, so there are rivalry games that even go back. But they're bastards. Remember, they were making Jose Fernandez jokes.
Yeah.
When I'm like, you guys are rotten, which I think today's the anniversary of Jose's passing.
Oh, wow. Damn.
But this ACC has been crazy as far as slipping up good seasons. You know, think of Pitt. We were riding high off Notre Dame. And then all of a sudden, again, another Big East transfer. But still, ACC play, sleepy nooner the next week. Pitt gets us. Louisville. How many Louisville ass kickings have there been?
God.
I mean, just this has to, Virginia, this has to end. No more slip ups, no more nonsense. Yeah. So, yeah, yes, kick the Gators' ass. Appears they suck.
Yep.
You TCB the next 3 weeks, you went out on the road in a crazy environment. Great showing by the Miami Hurricanes. Had a little bit of adversity and some back and forth in the early goings. But you took that game in a noose, and you were able to suck the life out of that from your opponent. But Marcos, I am so terrified of a slip up against one of these conference teams. Not Florida State, obviously they suck.
No, they're in America for sure.
Not the Seminoles. I'm not talking about that.
Horrible football.
You know, they say rivalry games, throw those out the window. I'm telling you, your window, keep it closed. It's just fine.
It's good. You can hurricane shut those.
Yeah. I want to be clear about everything that I'm saying here with the ACC does not include the Florida State Seminoles. They're an embarrassment.
Isn't that great? What a great feeling. Were they undefeated or something last year?
They were. And then they're suing people. You know, and listen, we were right there with you like, you guys did kind of deserve it. I mean, then you gave them 63 points. I mean, but, you know, everything I'm about to say with conference play, disregard what I say about the Florida State Seminoles. I'm not talking about that.
Yes.
But, you know, Wake Forest, Syracuse on the road. Syracuse on the road, you know.
Yeah.
Louisville, the one that, like, hey, Mario.
Yeah.
You better embarrass Manny Diaz. I'm telling you right now, dude.
Got
you to. Better embarrass him.
Got to.
So, yeah, but the test starts Friday, Marcos. The test starts Friday. Miss Cam Ward.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been amazing. He's been better than advertised. And Mario Cristobal was saying he could be right in there with these beloved South Florida athletes. Ooh. Beloved South Florida athletes. Here was Mario Cristobal earlier in the week.
Miami, tends to gravitate towards certain personalities, right? I mean, you've seen it, Don Shula, Bob Greasy, Dan Marino, right? LeBron James. I mean, there's been so many great athletes to go through here. Should I mention Joe Rose? You're going to get sensitive if I don't mention Joe Rose. So what happens is that these guys are, I guess they're handling it well, because again, they're back to your question. They're staying focused and the right type of mad. So their humility kind of shines through all the progress. And the most important thing is they know that we're playing a great football team this weekend. And they know it's the most important and the biggest game on our schedule right now. And so all focus is on that, and we're going to stay that course.
D-Sizzle says, if UM doesn't run the table, that's enough. I agree. There is pressure to run the table. Even if a slip up is going to feel, because this feels like what should be a cakewalk for them. But we've made that mistake before, and I'm trying to change, okay?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not saying the thing. I'm not saying it.
You know what? I think you not saying it and you understanding that you probably shouldn't say it is another item in this cliche perfect storm of what the hell has come together for the Canes. It's like not only have the Canes found their quarterback, right? But they've also happens to be at the same time that they've solidified their trenches, which is also at the same time every other team is garbage. At the same time, they got one of the easiest favorable schedules they've ever had. It's just everything has lined up appropriately, including the fact that the guy who's taking snaps right now, he's cold-blooded, dude. He's cold-blooded.
Yeah. I mean, listen, what do Joe Rose and Cam Ward have in common?
What's that?
Because they call Joe Rose the big dog.
Oh.
Cam Ward's that big dog on campus.
Big dog.
He's got that big dog. He's that big dog on campus.
As soon as I saw that video with him and other, perennial first rounder, Shador Sanders, and he told him, I don't need no water. And then he's like, oh, but you were late. Because, this guy is sometimes maybe a little late. His response of, yeah, but you guys didn't get better until I got here. I got better. Those kind of, just movements and the way that he was able to talk to those people. Cam Ward is the truth.
He's the truth, dude. He is. It's amazing. It's better than thought. Now, some people have said, hey, all this passing, where's been that run game in the trenches?
It's true.
And Mario Cristobal says, hey, don't worry about that, huh? We don't need flashy runs. He's right.
Especially when you compare it to the success of the passing game. The passing game has been really, really explosive. And the running game has been solid to good. And we haven't had as many opportunities at it. But we're very confident in it. We've got good blockers. We've got good backs. I think we're really close to putting it all together. And there are some bright spots and some other times where, you know, you certainly want more. It hasn't been as flashy, but I don't think we're interested in flash. We want to win football games, and whatever it takes to make sure we move the sticks and score points, we're going to do.
Love moving the sticks, dude. Love that.
Yeah.
Because he's right. Because you want to know something, Marcos?
Yeah.
Here's the truth of it. When they went up to USF, right? Say what you will about their program, right? They got the respect to Alabama. They got the respect of the Canes, all right? Cam Ward said, hey, we're going to run it right here. Right here. And that's the true test of a top football team. Come you tell on, them dude. Where you're going to run that football.
Come on.
And then you successfully run it. That's tough.
That's tough.
Because he's right. Who needs flash? Flash is stupid. Yeah, you want to. You know who has flash running?
Who?
The Dolphins.
Oh, man. A lot of flash.
A lot of flash running. And what do they do?
Waiting on Mostert, huh?
Yeah.
Waiting on him.
Still waiting on Mostert. You're waiting on that flash running.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something right now. If the Dolphins, a little less flash, all right, a little more ground and pound.
Yeah.
Go a long way. That's
less
all I'm saying.
Flash, more smash.
Yes.
Think David
yes.
and Martin.
That's a frog boy.
Okay, all right, cool.
Less flash or more smash.
I think Damian Martinez had 3 touchdowns and 9 yards rushing. Smash.
That's good. That's smash.
That's how you convert. And you know, that's a problem. Leroy had this problem with the Canes years ago, and now I have this problem with the Dolphins. We can't get a 3rd and 1, 4th and 1 to save our life.
Listen, we had a little, we had a 91-yard touchdown run from Jordan Lyle. Like,
oh, that was fun.
It was fast. Yeah. But, like, I still, these backs, like, don't sleep. All right. Yeah. You don't sleep on Damian Martinez, and you don't sleep on AJ Allen or Mark Fletcher. You don't sleep, dude.
Yeah.
You don't sleep.
The guy that I was talking about going into the season, who, I mean, they kind of utilized him in the pass game, but he's barely sniffed the field, is Chris Johnson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They use him out the backfield. He caught what the Dolphins try to do with that little shovel pass that ends up going for a touchdown. But depth is another thing that the Miami Hurricanes have now.
Oh, listen, they say with the Hurricanes, bring your snorkel mask, dude.
Do they?
We got so much depth.
Oh, do they?
Listen, you better bring it. Yeah. You better bring a scuba tank if you're going to go around the Canes depth chart.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I can already see you purchasing in Amazon right now a snorkel mask.
An orange and green snorkel?
Yes, he's going to be in the stands. There's a gentleman in the stands, it seems.
Be right there with the guy who's dressed in full uniform, and he's there with a scuba diver?
Scuba diver.
And then I'll have a sign that just says, for the Canes depth.
Okay, just put for depth. Just people be like, what is going on?
We'll mix things up coming up next, including...
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler sending a little message.
Uh-oh.
Back after this. Let's mix it on up, dude.
Let's do it.
What do we have today, Jordan Flyles?
Oh, no.
Or for dance.
No. I was going to say, I think I saw someone who may have mentioned that already. So you teased it before, but as every good movie, you got to save the best for last, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we will be getting to the Jimmy Butler news, but before we do that, I do want to hit you with some fight news if you got the time.
Always. I've been the BetQL show isn't on during football season, Marco. So I'm a little pent up on my fight talk.
Have you been jonesing for
for a little fight talk?
I sent you a guy who was heavily regarded, and I asked your opinion, and unfortunately you gave me the same answer the gentleman would give you at the casino all the time. He's good. He's no Lawrence Taylor. So, man. Well, hopefully this wets your whistle enough. Dana White. He goes from UFC to power slapping.
Yep.
Now, according to him, next year he may be dipping his toe into boxing.
is dead on. I absolutely agree with everything that he said. I have a plan, you know. I'm going to implement that plan, and we'll see how it works. You know, we'll see how this thing works. People have been talking about the demise of boxing for 30 years, and we're still here talking about boxing right now. I have always had an idea of how I thought it should be done. I don't know if that's possible, but we're going to find out. I'm coming in guns a-blazing.
Outside of Callum Walsh, do you envisage working with other boxers in the next 6 to 12 months?
Yes.
Is one of those boxers Terence Crawford?
Like Terence, too. I'll let you know the plan when everything's done, I'll lay out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and we'll see how it goes.
Thanks, Dana.
Thank you.
I've just got one more for boxing. Will we potentially see UFC fighters taking a break and doing a boxing fight, or is it going to be completely separate?
God, I hope not. Yeah, no.
Ooh. Too expensive. Too expensive to pay him boxing.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know everything.
I can't do that. That's like a crazy lady. Come on. Pay them $10,000 a fight.
Man, but he brought up, is he going to somehow facilitate this Canelo Crawford? Is that going to be something that's possible?
I think the theory everybody has, here's a couple of things. One, Dana White has been talking about getting into boxing for many years, and to the point where I'm almost like rolling my eyes at it. Like, all right, dude, believe it when I see it. Yeah. You've been talking about the same thing. I can fix boxing. I know how to fix boxing. Here's how you fix boxing. This is going to be Dana White's genius here. He is going to pay the fighters nothing. That's how he thinks. Like, but the problem is, like, fighters already get paid nothing. When you're not the main event at a boxing event, you're not getting paid that much money. Maybe the co-main on a huge pay-per-view will make something. Like, for example, like Gervonta Davis and David Benavidez both fought on the same card, and both of those guys, I'm sure, made a nice living from Al Heyman, right? Yeah. And Al Heyman's kind of been, you know, jumping from network to network and getting people to overpay for boxing, because people are going to pay a lot for live sports programming. It's the only thing that you can get people to tune in at the actual time for. So it's not been the best business model, because eventually every network has dried up. You've seen the great networks, premium networks like HBO and Showtime, all get out of boxing. So Dana White thinks that I can do it the UFC way, and I just don't think that he can. I think that the infrastructure of what guys expect. So, for example, if you were to, let's just say he was to promote Terence Crawford for this Turkey Alashik, right?
Yeah.
This guy thinks he's God's gift to boxing. He's paying everybody for the crazy big fights. And you're going to use Dana White to promote that fight. How is it going to look that Terence Crawford is going to make $30 million to fight Canelo, and your UFC stars are going to make $1 million to fight their biggest main event? You know, it's unheard of. Like, Conor McGregor hasn't made that money in the UFC.
Yeah.
So,
damn. Okay.
I'm a little dubious that he's going to come in and fix boxing. Because I got to be honest with you, Marcos, and this is the truth of it.
Yeah.
This UFC is kind of lackluster right now. It is.
Ooh.
I say that as somebody who really, really loves the sport.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand what I don't think Dana's really done a good job this past year. Mm. For whatever reason, he's done nothing but fight the internet that John Jones is the greatest, which we all knew. If you watch the sport and had a head on your shoulders, you know John Jones is the best to ever do it.
Why do you think he's fighting the internet on that? Like, why would you say that?
I just think he's kind of become an old man. In this time, I don't think he has time for it. And I think that he doesn't like being wronged, and I think he was really excited about doing John Jones versus Stipe. And in the meanwhile, Tom Aspinall has risen as maybe the best heavyweight to do it right now.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of young guys kick legends' ass, and it's possible that he could beat John Jones. And so to put any idea that John Jones could lose out of there, even though it would be completely reasonable for a 38-year-old not juicing and off of injury to lose to somebody of the talent of Tom Aspinall, you kind of want to almost like bury your young star to talk about the past and make the Stipe fight happen. I don't know what the reason is. I don't really have a lot of logic for it. But in the aftermath, I mean, you've seen Merab win a title, Bilal Muhammad win a title. Guys, they've actively tried to keep away from the belt. They now have the belt. And I just think that the sport is, even DC was talking about this the other day, like, just there's not a lot of needle movers in the sport right now. Even Sean O'Malley, I've said this since he called me fat and stupid on Twitter, that I just think his star power was a little overstated. It was. And that's just the case. And so anyway, Dana White getting into boxing, he said it 100 times. Believe it when I see it, that he's got some secret sauce. I'm taking nothing away from him. He's obviously the best fight promoter there has been. He is right up there with the Don Kings and the Bob Arums and the guys who have been great at it. I think he's better than Eddie Hearn is at boxing. Like, there's no doubt on what Dana White has done for combat sports. But miss me with the boxing thing, dude. Like, you've been talking about that forever. And, like, you're going to promote Terrence Crawford? Congrats. He really needs it, Dana.
Right. Anyway. I think, all these things people say about John Jones are safe or okay because he hasn't fought.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you don't fight. People question your talent. And the only way you can fix that is not on Twitter, but actually fight one of these guys.
Right. And like, I'm as big a John Jones apologist as there is. Like, I love John Jones. I wish John Jones had his bleep together more and I would have gotten to see him more.
Right.
You know, that's the real truth of it.
He frustrates a lot of people with his out of the ring antics.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, he wants the same acclaim. He wants the same flowers. And he wants us to just forget about all the reasons why he hasn't been in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's fair. Like, yeah, you know what? Even as fans, even as people who think he's the greatest to ever do it, we're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't get that.
What else you got in the mixed bag? Marcos?
Should I go into Jimmy Butler now or should I save that? What do you think?
We can play it at the top of the hour.
All right, so let's go to the man we love listening to, Calais Campbell.
We got to get better.
He not only is telling us what a wonderful world it is, but he also is giving us insight because, as you guys know, he played with Snoop in Baltimore. So he had an opportunity to see it up close and personal. So we get a little inside information from the scariest man on the defensive line.
Call him Snoop, you know, but Snoop is a guy who is going to be very prepared, you know. You know, he can make every throw. I think he has a good poise in the pocket, and then he can create with his legs, which I think is something that, you know, with the weapons we have at receiver and the way people have to guard us, you know, when you can really make people pay with your legs, there's going to be some opportunities there, you know, and I think that's a place where we can really exploit going forward, or at least if they have to adjust and account for him and his running ability as well, it should give us some more opportunities to hit some bigger throws.
I'm excited about it.
Yep.
See what he's got. I'm definitely see, like, that's the thing. I think there is, not that you should do it by how the fans feel, but I do feel even with the team, I think there's a little bit more juice to, hey, all right, this guy's had to do it for a contender on times before. Let's see what he can do.
You just like, I get it. I'm not questioning whether it should be what quarterback it should be. If you think it should be Tyler, that's fine. But I'm just saying, you like the flashy new thing.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And you never have to deal with the ramifications of if you're wrong.
That's not true. My sadness is ramifications.
No. And what do you think the ramifications of the people in the building are?
What, get extensions? I don't know. What is the ramifications? Boxed in.
No, I'm not boxed in.
Boxed in, dude. You just fell back in the chair. Classic boxed in position.
I'm not boxed in at all. No chance.
You've been boxed in.
If you guys didn't want me to do the show, you could just send me a text.
Stolen McRib says they don't call them floozy goosies tobes for nothing.
Right, like.
I think it's loose goose floozy they call me.
Yeah, loose goose floozy.
Take a break. We will hear from Jimmy Butler. Is he opening up the window to disgruntledness? That's next.
Loose Goose Floozy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.